Hello, and welcome to another podcast. My name is Nate, and today's video will be a continuation of a video series revolving around pharmacists. And today I'm going to be talking about the educational requirements to become a pharmacist. There are several things to consider if you are considering pursuing a career in pharmacy. Do you enjoy helping people and solving problems? Are you responsible and able to work reliably on your own? Are you okay with doing repetitive tasks? If you're looking into becoming a pharmacist, all of these should appeal to you in some way. It also doesn't hurt to be a little curious, while also being attentive and self-motivated. Getting to the nitty-gritty. To be eligible to take pharmacy courses in college, you need to have above average grades in high school, as well as earning good grades on your SATs. However, no AP classes are required to get into any college pharmacy courses. After high school, pharmacy hopefuls must take a few years of pre-pharm courses, about 2 to 3 years. These classes include basic college math courses such as algebra and geometry and calculus and stuff like that, several different biology courses, excuse me, such as basic biology, human biology, and stuff like that, chemistry, biochemistry, organic chemistry, physiology, human and cellular anatomy. After several years of pre-pharmacy courses, students are going to spend another 4 to 6 years in regular pharmacy courses. The first few couple years of these courses will include pharmacy practice, pharmacology, pharmaceutics, organic medical chemistry, calculations, and therapeutics. After about 4 years of these courses, students will take 1 to 2 years of clinical practice courses, which involves a student working in different types of pharmacies under a tutor to learn how to integrate their knowledge into actual pharmacy practice. Students also need to take around 1,000 to 2,000 hours of pharmacy internship. This means that students must also work in an actual pharmacy to gain more additional knowledge about working in a real pharmacy. Pharmacists can also make quite a lot of money, though, with some of the lower salaries bringing in around $105,000, and the higher salaries can get around $130,000. So those looking to get into pharmacy can expect a median salary of around $118,000. That's pretty good, if I say so myself, along with the benefit of helping people and making their lives better. Well, that's all the time I have for today. Thank you for watching, and look out for some new videos coming soon if you like this one. The next one will be about the history of pharmacy. And thank you for listening, and bye.